Liberty University Broadcast Studio. It's Common Sense Conservative Commentary from Todd Starnes.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Well, hello, everybody. Happy Monday to you, America, wherever you might be in this beautiful police state of ours. Border to border, coast to coast, we are broadcasting here in our coronavirus bunker in Brooklyn, New York. And what an honor to hang out with you today, ladies and gentlemen. Wow, we've got a lot going on, and we have some great guests coming up a little bit later on in the program. Mike Lindell, the MyPillow guy, is going to be here. They're doing a terrific job in the war effort against this virus, making thousands and thousands of masks. We're going to talk to Mike Lindell. He's got a thing or two to say about the mainstream media going after Christians. You know, he came under attack by the comments he made in the Rose Garden last week. And we're going to be talking to Mike Lindell. Also, the Secretary of Health and Human Services, Alex Azar, is going to be here. And I can promise you, this, ladies and gentlemen, is going to be a fairly explosive interview. There have been a lot of accusations made by the mainstream media directed at the president, and specifically over possible treatments for the coronavirus, the Chinese virus. So we're going to talk to Secretary Azar a little bit later on in the show. And probably the biggest story, I believe, of the weekend, the attacks on our civil liberties are getting ratcheted up a few notches. And I'm very curious to find out what's been happening in your communities and whether or not you have seen some of these attacks on your First Amendment rights. I'm also very interested to know what's been happening in the local Walmarts and supermarkets. We understand that Walmart is now limiting the number of people that can get inside. So what's happening is many of you people in, say, Memphis, Tennessee, or down in Pascagoula, Mississippi, or in Little Rock, Arkansas, many of you are now suffering the same fate many of us here in New York City are suffering, where you have to wait in line and only a handful of people are allowed inside the supermarket at any given time. We're also hearing reports of food shortages in the Bay Area. People are now not able to get any eggs and some of the basic food items. Are you starting to see some of those issues in your local communities? And really, over the past couple of weeks, this radio program and also our digital platforms, ToddStarnes.com, we've sort of become a clearinghouse for what's really happening out there in the country, because the mainstream media, they don't care about us. They only care about what's happening in New York City and Los Angeles, maybe Chicago on a good day, and Seattle. So we are focusing our efforts on this show to tell people what's happening in your local communities. And I want you to give us a call, 844-747-8868. It is a toll-free number. That's 844-747-8868. And I know I went off on a tangent. So let's circle back to what I believe to be the biggest story of this weekend, where you had pro-life protesters out there in front of abortion clinics getting arrested by police. One of those individuals, a good friend of this program, a guy by the name of David Benham. Many of you know the story of the Benham brothers. They were yanked off of HGTV several years ago simply because they believed that marriage is between a man and a woman. And that disqualifies you from being on the HGTV network. David Benham was among those arrested, and we have video of his arrest. We're going to be talking to David Benham on this radio program in just a few moments. This hour of the show, we're talking with David Benham. I sent him a text message over the weekend. I'm like, dude, do you need bail money? I can fly down to Charlotte and we'll get you bailed out, but he's okay. But you need to understand something, ladies and gentlemen, and we have a lot of new listeners in Arkansas and in Ohio at KXEL and KARN. You guys need to know something about your friendly neighborhood host. I am a pro-lifer. I believe it is an egregious sin, and it ought to be a crime to kill an unborn child. I believe that life begins at conception. And that's how we conduct ourselves on this program. That's why we support an organization called Preborn that is putting ultrasound equipment in every crisis pregnancy center in America. So we don't just talk about it. We actually walk the walk on this program. And I want you to understand something. A lot of the Democrat governors in places like North Carolina and California have determined that in this global pandemic, that babies, unborn babies, should still be aborted. They believe that abortion clinics are essential services to be provided in a global pandemic. Well, I want to go on the record here and say this. If, in fact, abortion clinics are essential services that must be open in a global pandemic, then I believe it is imperative, yes, ladies and gentlemen, essential for pro-lifers to be able to gather outside of those abortion clinics and protest and pray for those women walking into those clinics and their unborn children. If you're going to shut down the abortion clinics, fine. There's no reason for the pro-lifers to be out there. But if you're going to keep those abortion clinics open, then by golly, those law-abiding, tax-paying Christian Americans have a right to stand on the sidewalk, and they are socially distancing themselves. So why were they arrested? We're going to get into that with David Benham a little bit later on. But ladies and gentlemen, we are going through some extraordinary times in this country. Now, the mainstream media's narrative is that we are right smack in the middle of an apocalypse. And they refuse to allow any good news to creep into their reporting and their broadcast. Yesterday, the president said on national television that things are looking better. That, no, we're not out of the woods just yet. We've got a long way to go. It's going to be a difficult week. I believe the Surgeon General said this could be this generation's Pearl Harbor and 9/11. But they were forecasting as many as 250,000 people were going to die this month. And now those numbers, we are being told, are being dropped. That is a reason to be hopeful and to be encouraged. And yet the mainstream media refuses to allow hope or encouragement into their broadcast, into their newscast. But we are living in very precarious times when it comes to our civil liberties. Over the weekend, a 19-year-old girl decided she was going to go out for a leisurely drive by herself. She was alone in her vehicle. As she was driving through the Pennsylvania countryside, she was pulled over by authorities and she was given a citation. She was charged with violating the Democrat governor's emergency order. The police told this woman that driving through the countryside, taking a leisurely drive through the countryside, was not an essential service. And she was fined $200. Now, just a little while ago, I saw a story on social media, on Twitter, and it is an absolutely bizarre story about a guy, Jack Murphy is his name, who was in his front yard of his home, and he is a well-known blogger and podcaster. He's also a physical fitness buff, and so he was out there doing his exercises. He was doing weightlifting. And in the process of doing the weightlifting there in his front yard of his home, all of a sudden, not one, but two police cars show up at his front door. And the police officers get out and they have a conversation with this man. And it turns out that the next door neighbor saw the guy doing weightlifting and called the police. They said that the neighbor said that this guy was violating the quarantine laws. I believe this was in Washington, D.C. So Jack Murphy is just minding his own business. He's doing the clean and press. Now, you folks who know what weightlifting is all about, you know exactly what that is. So anyway, the poor guy's sitting there, and he's like, well, did I do anything wrong, officers? And they said, well, no, it doesn't look like you're doing anything wrong here, so just carry on. Do you understand where we're at right now? You have government leaders in places like Los Angeles and Nashville, Tennessee, and Washington, D.C., telling citizens to rat out their neighbors. Snitches get rewards. That's what the mayor of Los Angeles, Eric Garcetti, said. Snitches get rewards. Not where I come from, they don't. But that's a story for a different day. Is this the America our founding fathers intended, where a guy paddleboarding in the Pacific Ocean is arrested and charged with breaking the law? Is this the kind of America our founding fathers intended, ladies and gentlemen, where the owners of an appliance factory store in Denver, Colorado, are told they're in defiance of the law and their livelihood, their business, is literally padlocked by the government? Is this the kind of America our founding fathers intention? I don't believe it is. And my concern here is that nobody seems to be terribly alarmed by this. Are you alarmed that your civil liberties are being taken away from you? Are you alarmed that your fellow American citizens are just willing to just sacrifice their freedoms on the altar of public safety? This is not the America our founding fathers intended, ladies and gentlemen. This is some sort of a police state dreamed up by the communist and the socialist. So look, we're going to open up the phone lines. We want to hear from you about this, folks. Do you have any concerns? And what's happening in your neighborhoods, your communities? 844-747-8868. It is a toll-free number. That's 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Starnes Show.
You're listening to Todd Starnes.
To the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Great to have you with us today. 844-747-8868 is our toll-free number. And you want to know how crazy it's getting out there, folks? Well, all you have to do is look at what's happening in the state of Missouri. This is real. It's just unbelievable. And we tracked down the audio so that you could hear this with your own ears on this radio program. James Bullard is the chief executive officer of the St. Louis branch of the Federal Reserve. He was on CBS's Face the Nation over the weekend. Gateway Pundit has the story. They're the first folks to break this. But now you've got a guy going on record saying that we should have daily coronavirus testing for every citizen in America. And that every person who goes through the testing should be required to wear some sort of a badge showing that they have been either tested positive or negative. No, I'm not making this up. This is. I want you to hear it for yourself. This is James Bullard.
You know, I have good news for you, Margaret, because there is a solution using available technology today to fix the economic part of this problem. The solution is universal testing. What you want is every single person to get tested every day, and then they would wear a badge like they would after they voted or something like that to show that they've been tested. This would immediately sort out who's been infected and who hasn't been infected. That would help the healthcare sector, but it would also help the economy because we could interact with each other with a lot of confidence.
So there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. This is James Bullard from the Federal Reserve saying, you know what, we got to get some sort of a system in place here, and I don't know how they're going to do this, but this guy wants to test every single person in the country every day. So I don't know how that would work. Would they quarantine our neighborhoods? Would we have to go through some sort of a checkpoint? Would we have to be tested right there on the spot? And then apparently they want us to all wear badges showing that we have we either had the virus or we do not have the virus. I'm sorry. Didn't we go through this in American history? Wasn't there a time, I think it was back in the 1930s, didn't Nazi Germany do something like this? Do you see what's happening here, folks? I got to tell you, if I am a socialist, if I am a socialist, if I'm one of Bernie's bros, if I am AOC or Rashida Tlaib or that the anti-Semite Ilhan Omar, if I'm one of those ilk and I was observing what was happening right now in America, you know what? I would be celebrating. Because Bernie Sanders and all of the socialist and the communist out there in America, living among us in the fruited plain, they're sitting back going, geez, Alou, we won't even have to fire a shot. These people are willing to give up all of their rights. You better believe there are a lot of socialists out there across the country right now feeling mighty good about things. Mighty good. All right, let's get to the phone lines here. 844-747-8868. Our good friend Joe from LJ in the great state of Georgia. Joe, what's going on?
Todd, we've got great news in LJ. Well, number one, the stock market's up 1,100 points today. That's fantastic. But Todd, I am going to be teaching a leadership class in LJ here at Pooh's Famous Barbecue. I'm going to be teaching young leaders about capitalism and free enterprise and the dangers of socialism. And we've got a lot of people fired up about that. And Todd, I want to ask you, I know you're a busy man, but we would love to have the great Todd Starnes come to Pooh's Famous Barbecue and talk to some young people about capitalism, free enterprise, and promote your great radio show, which everybody needs to listen to. It really fires me up. You have the most positive program in America. But anyway, we'd like to invite you to come to Pooh's Famous Barbecue and make a speech on free enterprise, capitalism, and talk about your great radio show that everybody in America should be listening to like I am.
Now, Joe, you had me at barbecue. I'm a pretty cheap date when it comes to pulled pork, my friend.
You'll get all the barbecue you want, I promise.
Look, I think this is a terrific thing you're doing, Joe. And honestly, moms and dads, you know, you want to talk about some of the silver linings of all of this. The fact that many of our public schools are shut down and moms and dads are having to homeschool their kids. We could possibly save a generation from being indoctrinated by these leftists that are inside the school classrooms. I think that's a very positive thing here. And Joe, I suspect that the young people there in North Georgia, and we have a lot of listeners in that area of the country, I suspect if they go through your class, they're going to be able to graduate and just go straight off to college.
Yeah, well, we're going to tell them about the greatness of free enterprise and capitalism. We're also going to talk to them about getting on. I'm going to tell them how to get on great talk shows like yours and let their voice be heard, because I'd love to see a lot of young people, and we got a lot of young leaders, and I'm going to tell them how to get on to great shows like yours, you know, by just being nice and being positive and having a message, you know. But anyway, I want you to know, Todd, I know you're busy, but sometime we'd love for you to come to LJ, to Pooh's Famous Barbecue, and make a speech to some of our outstanding young people. And they'll be from a lot of places all over Georgia. It won't be just from LJ. Well, about free enterprise, capitalism, and our show.
I think that's terrific, Joe. Look, we're going to get information, and we'll post more info on how they can get a hold of you on our live show blog. Folks, you can access that at toddstearns.com. Toddstearns.com. Check out the live show blog if you'd like info on Joe's big gathering there. All right, look, we've got to take a break here. We're getting to your calls. Our good friend David Benham, out of jail, on the Todd Starnes Show, coming up next. I may be a bad person. Caleb Avery, I sort of have, I don't know, maybe this is my conscience that's kind of, it's sort of kicking in.
You watch Tiger King again?
Well, I did do that, but that's not the reason why. By the way, that show creeps me out.
I finished it finally
creeps
on Sunday.
Creeps me out.
incredible.
I haven't started it, and I'm scared to.
Every time I see Carol, I don't see Carol. I see Hillary Clinton.
Yeah, no, that's actually not a bad comparison, to be honest.
We'll talk about that later. But here's why I feel really bad. So, you know, I live among the indigenous liberal people here in Brooklyn, New York.
Oh,
and
yes.
We have a lot of the organic stores, you know, like the Trader Joe's. And we have the communist grocery store, the Park Slope Co-op, where you have to, like, volunteer to work. And then you get, like, a discount on your groceries. So... I was going out this weekend to get my provisions, and I filmed this so folks can see it on our Twitter page. I noticed as I was going to the market that the Park Slope Co-op, the line to get into the store is 3 hours.
Oh my god!
3 hours to get your I don't know what they sell in there, the hummus and the organic kumquats and the whatnot. So I decided to film the line. And it was unbelievable. It was well over two blocks to get into the organic grocery store.
I wouldn't wait 3 hours for a Disney ride, let alone an organic grocery store.
Exactly.
Guys, literally around the corner, there's like a regular people grocery store. Walked right in.
Yep.
Got my Cadbury chocolate eggs and some other snacks and provisions and walked right back out. Now, here's why I feel bad. I'm not telling anybody. I don't want a line going into my local market.
Listen, it's...
Am I a bad person?
No, listen, when you live in the Mad Max post-apocalyptic world, it's every man for himself. You don't owe them anything. Eggs.
That's true.
Let's go to the Liberty University newsmaker line. David Benham is on the line. David has his own problems, but David, am I a bad person?
Todd, you're not a bad person. Listen, I saw a meme that said pre-COVID crisis, it was Little Debbie. 14 mm-hmm. days in, it was Big Deborah. And we're all eating Cadbury eggs, bro. You're not a bad person.
Okay, good. thank you for clearing that up. David Benham, ladies and gentlemen, a hardened criminal. He is on the newsmaker line. David, I honestly said this earlier in the show. I just feel like what happened to you guys and the pro-life group outside this abortion clinic is probably one of the most important stories, not just of the weekend, but really of this crisis. I want you to tell our listeners what happened over there in North Carolina.
Yeah, well, it's government overreach, viewpoint discrimination, and selective enforcement of the state COVID laws. We have a 501c3 federally recognized public charity called Cities for Life. It's a pro-life ministry. We do sidewalk counseling, and we offer social service resources for mothers that are facing unplanned pregnancies. And we, from baby showers to pre-medical services to adoptions to housing, all of these things, we offer social services. When the state statute for the stay in shelter came down, from Governor Cooper's office, that it was a stay in shelter, only essential businesses were to remain open. Inside that provision, statute was a provision that essential public charities were, and I use the quote, strongly encouraged to remain open, especially those that are giving social services. So we, of course, the abortion facilities here in Charlotte, North Carolina, were deemed, as well as ABC liquor stores, essential businesses. So if abortion is an essential business, then our pro-life ministry is also an essential business. And so what we did was we said, you know what, as an organization, let's go above board and let's still practice social distancing. Let's still stay within the COVID-19 state statute. So we got down to a skeleton crew of sidewalk counselors, only three of them. We actually sidewalk chalked space so that the sidewalk counselors could stay spaced out and had hand sanitizer and all of these other things. And I get a call Saturday morning saying there are about 15 officers and they're threatening to make arrests. And I was like, what are you talking about? First of all, we are a federally recognized pro-life ministry. And second of all, we're still going above board, abiding by the COVID laws. So I show up, officer comes right at me, and they surround me basically and said, you need to leave. This is a gathering of more than 10. I'm like, whoa, hold on a second. Go to the if you're arresting me because this is a gathering of more than 10, which, by the way, there wasn't more than 10. I was by myself across the street, and we only had three sidewalk counselors there. I said, then you need to go to the park and make arrests. And of course, you know, that didn't hold any weight. And so then I said, by the way, I'm also the chairman of the board and the president of Cities for Life. And I went through that whole thing and they said, I'm sorry, sir, you're under arrest if you don't leave. And I knew at that moment, Todd, this is a moment, this is a constitutional crisis, this is clear government overreach, this is viewpoint discrimination because of where I was standing. I was standing in front of an abortion clinic. They're not arresting people in the park that are gathering way more than 10. They're not arresting people outside your local hipster store because that's an essential business. And if abortion's an essential business, my ministry is an essential organization as well, and I wasn't going to move, and they arrested me.
And we have video of all of this on our website, toddstearns.com. David, it's clear to me, and we're getting reports of this happening all over America. This is an opportunity by some in politics, and let's be honest, mostly Democrats, to crack down on pro-lifers.
It is. You know, it's a shame. I hate even saying that because this isn't really ultimately a battle between Republicans and Democrats or pro-life, pro-choice, or before abortion, against abortion. This is ultimately a spiritual battle, Todd, but we're seeing it waged that this COVID crisis, do we have a global pandemic? Yes. Do state statutes that, you know, help social distancing and all of that, should we abide by those? Yes. But should we give the government unlimited powers, especially those that cannot stand values, that cannot stand constitutional liberties, that do not like our pro-life message, that do not like the fact that we honor family and marriage and virtues? The people in Charlotte, the city attorney, the mayor, several council members, they've targeted our Christian law-abiding citizens simply because we are speaking a message they don't like, simply because we are providing essential services at an abortion facility and they want us off the streets, and it's not going to happen.
No, I will watch the video. What you guys did was well within the law, and I was just really impressed by the compassion that you guys have for those ladies who are going into that abortion clinic here. But David, yeah, when you look, you know, again, big picture here, we're talking about not just attacks on pro-lifers, but attacks on churches around the country. And,
yes,
you know, you can have a debate about, you know, how, you know, is it really smart to have a bunch of people inside your church house? Probably not. But the issue here is the government does not have the right to tell you to shut down the doors to your church.
That's exactly right, Todd. And we say the same thing. Look, I'm not meeting at my church. I encourage our pastor, look, let's not have a big gathering. Let's honor these laws, which we, the director of our organization, we talked and we said, let's honor the laws of the land because let's practice social distancing. So when I say we had a skeleton crew and we were social distancing, we were doing everything within our right. And we didn't even have to do that because we're considered an essential organization. So we went above and beyond. We're facing a borderline a constitutional crisis here of clear government overreach. And if Americans don't stand up and push back on this, look, we're not asking everybody to gather in a big gathering in a protest. No, not at all. And that's unfortunate, Todd. And I'm sorry, I'm almost yelling because I'm so passionate about this. But the media immediately spun Charlotte Mecklenburg Police Department's public statement. They said 50 protesters congregated. And that is a lie. That is a lie. They have no video. They even had officers with cameras on their chest. Not one of them can produce 50, quote, protesters congregating. It did not happen. So the media then took that statement and spun it. And it's so funny. You read Charlotte Observer, you read Google, you read these other articles that came out within hours of my arrest saying there was mass gatherings, Christians gathered at abortion clinics to protest and broke COVID laws. And all of that stuff is a lie. So I really appreciate, you know, Fox News and others, and especially your show, that give me the opportunity to come and set the record straight.
We're happy to do it. So they really did, they put you in like in handcuffs or something? They took you off to jail.
You know, it's so funny, Todd. I've never been arrested a day in my life. And I wanted the officers to know, because I tell you this, there were officers with tears in their eyes, Todd. They knew what they were doing was wrong. And that's what you see on the video. I kept saying, you know I'm right. You know I'm right. And And I kept telling the officers, hey, listen, I appreciate you guys. I love our officers. I'm so thankful for the men and women in blue. But they ended up doing this. And so I'd never been cuffed before. I've never been arrested before. And all I could hear was, you remember Cletus and Roscoe P. Coltrane back on Dukes of Hazzard?
Dukes of
Hazzard. He'd say, cuff them and stuff them. go ahead.
I was going to tell you, I called your brother, Jason. I said, hey, does he need bail? Does David need, he says, let him stay in jail.
So. Ah, that's right. He wanted me to stay in jail. He probably enjoyed it. No, he's running our business. And here's the funny thing, Todd, we just released an online course where we help business owners, how to own a business without it owning you. And also how to actually own a business in the midst of a catastrophic crisis. And it's called Expert Ownership. Well, Jason, you know, and I are running this. I didn't wake up on Saturday morning looking for a fight. But when the fight came and I realized, you know what, if I go down there, I could potentially be arrested. I hope I don't get arrested. But if I go down there, you know what, this probably isn't going to be good for our business. And I had to cross that line in my heart. And I said, you know what,
yeah.
Some things are worth fighting for. Our constitutional rights, our civil rights, our liberties are worth fighting for. And the unborn, giving them a voice is absolutely, absolutely worth fighting for.
Well said. All right, David, we're going to have to leave it there. We've got your back. So, you know, you let us know what's going on, what we need to do, how we can help, and we'll be there. And where can folks go to get more information about the course you guys are leading?
Yeah, they can go to our website, BenhamBrothers.com. Or they can go to expertownership.com. And we talk, we're pivoting. We're talking all about using your income for impact and having money with meaning. And right now is really important for business owners. Small business owners are getting beat up all across the country with this crisis. And so we want to help each other. We want to rally, not only to defend our rights, but also to help business owners across this country get through this crisis.
I think that's terrific. All right, David, hang in there. You're a great American patriot.
Appreciate you, Todd. God bless you, man.
All right. This is a good guy right there, ladies and gentlemen. David Benham and his brother Jason, they're twins, Liberty grads. And, David will never say this, but these guys are multimillionaire businessmen, very, very successful. And it's appalling what happened. But David is right. We are heading towards a constitutional crisis if the state and local leaders, government leaders, continue to infringe upon our rights. Look, got to take a break here. Your call's coming up, 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Starnes Show.
You're with Todd Starnes.
Coming up in the next hour, this is going to be a news-making. The folks over at CNN and New York Times are going to go bonkers. The interview with the Health and Human Services Secretary, Alex Azar, coming up in the next hour of the program. ToddStearns.com, folks, by the way, great place for you to get some free resources, including our podcast, daily podcast, free of charge, and also our awesome newsletter that comes out Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. All right, let's get to the phones. Janice from New Orleans. Janice, how are things down in the Big Easy?
Strange, Todd.
Is that right? How so?
Very quiet. Now, the traffic and everything that usually goes up and down the street, the school's closed across the street. It's very quiet. You know, I'll see people out there. You know, I saw somebody the other day walking their dog, and another person, you know, was riding their bike. But, I mean, they were by themselves. And then I saw two other people riding bikes, but they were at a distance from each other. You know, they weren't close or anything like that. Well, I have two things here that I wanted to mention that I feel it's important because I was upset myself. I was kind of angry. But I've had this clarified for me, and I'm glad that I did. Okay. Every day there's a morning briefing. Okay, CIA, FBI, and so forth, they're supposed to give the White House the morning briefing. Okay. Now, I heard Sean Hannity ask this question of Senator Kennedy when he was on his program the other evening, and I was wondering myself. Why didn't the mayor of New Orleans cancel Mardi Gras as she did St. Patrick's Day? Well, I found out this. I called the mayor's office. I'm proactive. If I need to know something, I want to find out, I call. I ask questions.
What did they tell you?
The lady there told me that she could not just merely shut down Mardi Gras, that she did not have a report. She was supposed to have received the report, I guess, from the White House. And she did not receive that report until after Mardi Gras. Therefore, she shut down, she canceled the St. Patrick's Day festivities, which was the right thing to do. But she did not have the proper paperwork in her hands. It was not received until after Mardi Gras. And if there is any truth to that, well, I understand that. She said she did not have the authority to just cancel Mardi Gras. Now, here's something else that's important that I did not think of, that my husband pointed out this morning. This virus is all over the world. Now, diseases do not know boundaries. They do not know borders. When the president, I realize at the time the focus was China, 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 China. And he would have gotten a lot of flack for this, but he still should have done it. The Democrats would have been all over him, but he still should have done it. When he closed flights from China into the United States, all flights, flights from all countries should have been shut down for the United States.
Now, Janice, I'm gonna have to stop you there because we're about to hit the break for the top of the hour. But I completely agree with you, and I never understood that. If you're going to cancel flights from China, which you should, they should have shut down all international travel, shut down the borders, and do whatever was humanly possible to stop people from those hot zones from getting into the country. And you want to know why things are bad here in New York City? Look at how many international flights came in from places like Italy and Iran and China. That's the problem here. So, look, Janice, I'm with you. Hang tight there down in the Big Easy. And, folks, just like Janice, we want to find out what's happening in your towns and your cities. So give us a call here, 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stearns Radio Show.